Now the folks at the National Toy Hall of Fame are celebrating some new members this month. The honorees were chosen from a field of 12 finalists. Those included Light Bright, My Little Pony, and Yahtzee. In the end, though, only three were inducted. Here's one of them. You ever play this at a party?
Jenga, Jenga.
You take a block from the bottom and you put it on top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on top. That's how you build a tower, you just don't stop. You gotta build that tower putting blocks on top. And it teeters and it totters as you build it all up. It weebles and it wobbles. But you
that ad should be in a Hall of Fame all its own. In addition to the game Jenga, the class of 2020 included Sidewalk Chalk and the groundbreaking doll Baby Nancy. You can tell us your stories about those toys and others at 800-642-1234. Were you a fan of Jenga? Did you have a Baby Nancy doll? If so, what did it mean to you? Did you have fun marking up the concrete with sidewalk chalk? Has that been a big toy this pandemic year? And apart from those, what toys or games would you want in the National Toy Hall of Fame? There's a good chance they're already there. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Chris Bench is the chief curator of the National Toy Hall of Fame at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Rob, it's great being with you.
Well, a strong list of finalists here. What were your thoughts on this year's class of potentials and the finalists?
You know, you sort of couldn't go wrong with our 12 finalists this year, but the three that wound up getting inducted are just perfect for where we're at in 2020.
Let's start with that sidewalk chalk, because I know it's been popular with kids for a long time. I think there was probably a run on it early in the summer. It was a great outside activity. You could do it with other people, but distance. Talk about a little bit about the history of sidewalk chalk and why it made the list.
Well, sidewalk chalk, not chalk in general, has been around for artwork and creativity since people lived in caves. So it's got a lengthy history, and I think earliest on, kids absconded with the schoolroom chalk, but the kinds of colored chalk with great consistency, with great possibilities for artistry or your most deluxe hopscotch setup you've ever had, it is so perfect now. And it is something I never expected to see in the way that I have seen it in my neighborhood this year.
Yeah, I saw a lot going out for walks, a lot of great chalk art out there. I suspect some adults got in the game, too, this time. What do you think?
I think adults enjoyed it, too. But what impressed me was kids writing love notes of enthusiasm for their teachers. Who knew that they would feel that way until they couldn't go to real school?
That sidewalk chalk, another inductee is, we heard the ad there, the game Jenga. And toys is broadly defined. It includes games. What put Jenga over the top this year?
You know, Jenga is a game that kids and grownups can play on a level playing field. And maybe even kids have a little advantage with their small
fingers,
agile hands. I know that I feel pretty clumsy playing Jenga, but it's a way, especially in 2020, as we look for analog ways to gather our families, our households together, and it's a way that people can get together and play and have fun, and they get it instantly.
We're talking about some of the greatest toys of all time with Chris Bench from the National Toy Hall of Fame. They've got three new inductees. You can join in with your favorite toy, your favorite toy memory from childhood, or one you've loved sharing with your kids. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Before we go to our callers, let's talk about the third inductee. And this was a groundbreaking doll, Baby Nancy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Baby Nancy is definitely the least well-known of our three inductees this year. But in 1968, when she came out, she was a breakthrough as a baby doll who had a dark complexion and actual features of black children, rather than just being a white doll that got extra tint put into the mix.
And this was groundbreaking, right? It introduced this, I guess, this concept that there was a market for dolls that weren't white.
That's right. Kids had always craved dolls that looked like them, but they'd never had the commercial opportunity to get those before. So Baby Nancy proved that there was a market for it, there was a demand for it, and in a lot of ways, she laid the groundwork for all the multicultural dolls that have followed ever since.
And Chris, remind us of the role of the National Toy Hall of Fame and what you're looking for when you bring new toys and games into the mix.
Sure. Well, the National Toy Hall of Fame celebrates classic toys that have stood the test of time. So these are toys and games that have recognition value. Even if you didn't have a Jenga set or a hula hoop or a teddy bear or a radio flyer wagon, you would recognize them right away. Second, these are toys that have longevity. They've been around on the market at least 20 years. So kids and their parents could have grown up with them together. And these are toys that have great play value. They are not the ones that get shoved under the bed or in the closet. They're the ones that encourage us to socialize and learn and create and imagine. And finally, there are some toys that get in for a bonus category of innovation or breaking ground. So Baby Nancy got in with that kind of criteria, and that's the same way that the Atari 2600, for instance, got into the Hall of Fame for being the breakthrough home video game set.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Chris with us in New Berlin. Chris, hi.
How you doing today?
Good. What do you got for
the,
us, Chris?
The sidewalk chalk takes me back to when I was younger than my kids, even niece and nephews these days. All the parades with horses in them, especially West Dallas Western days with a lot of horses, or State Fair with the Clydesdale Parade. You take the chalk, you go out, you draw your circle and put your initials in it. If the horse does its business, lands in your circle, you are a winner. I'm not saying that money didn't change hands occasionally. I'm not saying there weren't disputes about circle size and placement. But every parade, the kids love it, and I came close a couple times, but never quite landed it.
Oh, Chris, thank you. That is what I have not heard of. People get pretty creative with their sidewalk chalk, Chris.
That is new to me as well, and I am looking forward to the next parade I can participate in that way.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to bet a lot on that, though. But that's, I mean, that's part of the versatility of sidewalk chalk. That was pretty versatile there, but people could do a lot of things with it, art or games. And that's true of, I think, a lot of the, I guess, more rudimentary toys that I know you have in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Sure. Things like the cardboard box and the stick and the blanket.
That's right. Chris, thanks so much for that call. We'll go now to Doug with us in Madison. Doug, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What toy do you want to share with us, Doug?
Oh, I can't believe the balloon is not in the Toy Hall of Fame. I mean, if you've got the stick and the ball and the cardboard box, how about the balloon? With my grandkids, we did 3 years of all kinds of weird stuff with the balloon. Just bouncing it around, outside you could do it in the wind, indoors you bounce it, doesn't hurt anything. You could hit it with a stick. Another Hall of Fame thing. So why not the balloon?
Is the balloon in the Hall of Fame, Chris?
No, it's not. But Doug can go to the website toyhalloffame.org and nominate the balloon right now so that it's in the queue to be considered for 2021.
Fantastic. And you're always looking. I think I know we just had this new class of inductees, but you're always looking for new nominations, right?
We are. Last year, we received more than 3,000 nominations for almost 700 different toys. So we want to hear from the broadest audience possible.
Thank you so much for that call at 800-642-1234. Doug, I'm looking back at the earliest inductees. There were some real classics. This is back in 1998. You've got Barbie, Crayola crayons, the Erector set, Frisbee, Lego, Monopoly. It seems like the teddy bear, a lot of slam dunks came in that first class.
It did. We sort of achieved critical mass by inducting about 10 classic toys that no one could debate at all.
We are talking about toys with Chris Bench, chief curator of the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, looking at some of the classics. They just inducted 3 new Hall of Fame toys, sidewalk chalk, Jenga, or the Baby Nancy doll. Well, now, how about you? What is your personal number one toy of all time? The fondest memory of playing with it as a kid, or maybe sharing it with your kids or grandkids? And do you want to know if a particular toy is in the National Toy Hall of Fame now or yet? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk about classic toys with Chris Bench. He's chief curator of the National Toy Hall of Fame at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. This month, the Toy Hall of Fame added three new members, Jenga, the Baby Nancy doll, and Sidewalk Chalk. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite memory of a favorite toy that you played with yourself or with your kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews? Or students, call in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to know if something's in the Toy Hall of Fame? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Back to your calls now. Russ is with us in Pleasant Springs. Hi, Russ.
Hi. My nomination, if it isn't already in there, would be Lionel Trains. I can remember the first one that was under our Christmas tree back in the early 50s when there was metal tinsel hanging off the tree, and it would fall, and you dragged it across the three-rail track. It would short out the train and make it go backwards, and if you did it again, then it would make it go forward, often too fast and fall off the tracks. And if your father was watching, that was the end of those jokes. But Lionel Trains or Electric Trains got to be in there.
And Russ, I got to ask, did you just play with them as kids, or some people really get into them as grown-ups too? Did it stick with you?
Oh, yeah, I have hundreds of trains, and nice. I have a 20-by-20-foot layout up upstairs in the upper bedroom.
Well, we want to see a picture. Email ideas at WPR.org, Russ, if you can send us a picture, and thanks for calling in. All right, Chris, I've kept up the suspense. Is the Lionel train in the Hall of Fame?
It is. It was a 2006 inductee, and Lionel had a slogan, makes a man feel like a boy and a boy feel like a man. And Russ is proof that the joy of trains doesn't necessarily die out when you hit a certain age.
And don't try that shorting it out at home trick, kids. I think that's probably not super safe. But and it's Lionel Trains in particular, not just generically Electric Train. But I mean, I guess I don't think I can name another brand. So I guess that makes sense, Chris.
Well, Lionel is certainly the best known brand, but the people who are fans of American Flyer toy trains feel that their favorite has gotten slighted. They're kind of like the Hot Wheels versus Matchbox division. People have strong feeling about their favorite style or gauge of toy train.
Is that American Flyer brand in there too, or is that still trying to knock on the door?
It's still trying to knock on the door. We'll see about 2021.
And if I'm not mistaken, both Matchbox and Hot Wheels have made it over the years. Am I right?
They did, but Matchbox was only last year.
Oh,
so
wow.
It took a long while for Matchbox to join Hot Wheels with the toy car category.
Well, I had both as a kid. Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. AJ in Green Bay is next. Hi, AJ.
Hey there. I'm just curious. Are Tonka trucks in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Were you a Tonka guy, AJ?
Yes, as a kid, during Christmas, I was maybe 10, 11 years, somewhere in that neighborhood, I got my first Tonka trucks, and I moved a ton of dirt, sand, snow, anything you could think of that could put in the back of a dump truck with a payloader. There was a grader and a bulldozer. And there was a lot of fun with those.
AJ, thank you so much for sharing that. Are Tonkas in the Hall of Fame, Chris?
Yes, a 2001 inductee, so almost two decades in the Hall of Fame.
Fantastic. Thanks for that call. Now, that's a one, obviously, people have fond memories of them. I seem to recall from my days and the kids' days, they were also very durable toys. They literally lasted a long time.
They were built like iron. They had paint finish that was better than the one on your car. And yes, and they had such great details in advertising for them. If there wasn't anything that gave the scale away, it might actually be a full-size truck.
Thanks a lot for calling in, AJ, at 800-642-1234. We're talking about our favorite toys through the ages with Chris Bench from the National Toy Hall of Fame. That is in Rochester, New York. Still time for you to share your number one toy of all time at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Dave is with us in La Crosse. Dave, hi.
Yeah, how about cap guns? When I was a kid, we used to get rolls of caps, and we'd we'd shoot each other with the cap pistols, and we'd bang with rocks, and we'd double them over and have two or three of them go off at one time just to see who could make the biggest flash, the biggest boom.
Well, imagine that distinctive smell, Dave. I feel like it's still, I could conjure it up in my brain.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dave, thanks a lot for that call. Chris, cap guns or cap pistols?
They are not yet in the Hall of Fame, but boy, that aroma, you are right. And I can almost scent it on my fingers from scratching my fingernail and making them pop.
Thanks a lot for the cap gun call. Now we'll go to Ray with us in Madison. Ray, hello.
Yes, there. I can't remember how many years ago, it's 10, 15 years ago, there was a game called Pigomania. They were little plastic pigs, and they were in different positions, and you could roll them like dice, and the position of the way they fell.
That was like your Yahtzee roll based on their position.
Yeah, yeah.
I know this because I had that game at one point. Now, Chris, I'm guessing this one, I feel like this had a short run, I'm guessing Pigomania or something, I think it was something like that, did not end up in the Hall of Fame.
It's not in the Hall of Fame. And in fact, I think Ray gets credit for being the first person to bring that up as a candidate. But we do have it amongst the 500,000 items here at the museum.
You do? Yeah, talk a little bit about your exhibit. There's a lot of fun stuff there.
There is, and we are interactive and multi-generational. We fill an entire city block. There are exhibits about the joy of reading or exploring the world of play through nature. There are video games. There's a whole pinball arcade. There's dolls. You name it. If you can think of a way to play, we have a way of representing that in our exhibits and in our massive collection.
And I should mention, travel's not at the top of our list right now. You do have a virtual tour available, right?
That's right. A group Google Street View takes you through the museum. You can at least get a feel for what it's like here at the Strong and make plans for those future days when we're all looking forward to traveling again.
All right. Well, our line's filled up while I wasn't looking there, so let's go back to some callers. Amber is with us in Hobart. Amber, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up Beanie Babies. They were one of my favorite toys when I was a kid. I loved collecting them. We had a giant basket as a family.
And were you one of the families who, would line up at the stores when the new Beanie Babies came out? I remember that being kind of a thing at one point.
Unfortunately, we were not in a financial class that was able to do that. We had to get most of ours from garage sales.
Oh, okay. I think you made the right call then. I think that's the better way to get the Beanie Babies, actually. Amber, go ahead.
From that.
Amber, thank you so much. Beanie Babies, I would guess those are in the Hall of Fame, Chris?
They are not yet.
Not.
But I agree, Rob. Amber did the right thing rather than counting on her Beanie Baby investment to pay the kids' tuition to college.
Yeah. Right. Beanie Babies and Cabbage Patch, I remember being these crazes where people would, almost plunder stores to try to get them to the counter, the cash register before other people.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks again for calling in, Amber. Cameron is with us next in Green Bay. Cameron, hi.
Hey, I grew up at the end of the 80s era, so technology was just coming out, and Tamagotchis, that was one of my favorite toys back in the day. I could never get it more than 7 to 11 days, but what about that toy?
And remind us what that was, Cameron. I remember them existing, but I never had one.
So Tamagotchi are a pocket or a keychain-sized digital device that you kept a digital pet on and clean up after. Yeah.
Cameron, thanks for the call. And Chris, did I see this was a finalist this year?
It was, and Cameron's right on top of it, and it was such a breakthrough as a virtual pet, leading to things like Furby and various sorts of robotic animals. The heartbreak of having your virtual pet die, that is a new twist that parents had to confront.
Thanks for the call. Time for one more caller. Steve is with us in Menominee. Steve, hello.
Hi. Mine is G.I. Joe. I have about 51 of them at home that I collect now, mainly because my brother broke the first one I had 10 minutes after I got it for my 7th birthday.
Hold on. Big guys or the little ones that were part of my childhood?
The 12-inch G.I. Joes.
The big guys. Okay. Thanks a lot for that call. Is G.I. Joe, Chris, in the Hall of Fame?
He sure is. He invented the whole category of action figures. There had never been such a thing before, and the world has never been the same since.
Thanks for that call. Chris, remind people if they want to nominate their favorite toy, how do they do that?
It's easy. Go to toyhalloffame.org and you can nominate. And this is better than democracy. You can nominate your favorite every day between now and the end of next July when we finalize which 12 will be the finalists for 2021.
Chris, good to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Chris Bench is chief curator of the National Toy Hall of Fame at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. We talked to them about the new bunch of inductees, Sidewalk Chalk, Jenga, and the baby Nancy doll. And keep sharing your favorite toys at the Ideas Network Facebook page.